Unit 9, Turning Over People's Roles in the Family. Warming up. Now you will hear the beginning of a radio program. Listen carefully and mark the following statements with T for true, F for false, or NG for not given, according to what you hear.
Women are entering the workplace in larger quantities and rising to positions of authority at a faster rate than ever. No longer just mothers, women are now leaders of business and government. But are they happier and are families better for it? Lisa Song, author of Now What? Women and Families in the 21st Century, a new book about the changing roles of women and families, has received a lot of attention for her controversial ideas. Critics claim Song is advocating a reversal of women's rights so that women become mere slaves of their husbands. Song defends herself, saying she doesn't argue for anything of the sort. She says she doesn't want women to be slaves, but just to question their so-called achievements during the past 100 years. Song is here with us today to talk about increasing divorce rates and general dissatisfaction in families. Stay tuned.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1.
You want me to sign a premarital agreement? And you think I'm going to do this? Incredible.
Listen, I know it's not something a person wants to think about before getting married, but I have to protect myself in case we get divorced.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Two.
Premarital agreements aren't just for the rich anymore. I've heard of poor people getting them too.
Really? I haven't ever heard of that before. But I do see more people get married without being certain they will stay together forever. Question. What has the man witnessed?
Three.
You're so beautiful, smart, and funny. Why is it that you haven't gotten married?
I've come close a couple of times, but I refuse to get married without a prenup. Most guys can't accept this. I hope you're different.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Four.
I heard your parents got divorced last week. What happened?
My mother, she got a job 4 years ago, got a new boss 3 years ago, and fell in love with him 2 years ago. She started divorce procedures with my dad 1 year ago.
Question. How many years have passed since the woman's mother got a new boss?
Five.
When the government relaxed the divorce requirements, I thought the new laws would increase the divorce rate.
Yeah, so did I. But look at the numbers here in the paper. Divorce rates have stayed about the same.
Question. What did the woman expect?
Six.
Families aren't like what they used to be. I know of so many families with only one parent, with mothers left all alone to raise children and work at the same time.
And something really shocking, I know of one family with 3 parents. Question. What does the man find surprising?
Seven.
In a marriage, do you think one person should handle the finances or both?
I think it's easier for one person to handle the finances. Two makes a mess of things. Take my parents, for example. My dad had money in his wallet for whatever he needed, and the rest went into the bank for Mom to pay bills with. Never saw it fail once. Question: what can be inferred from the conversation?
Eight.
Who's that strange man handling your baby? I don't think I've seen him before.
Oh, Sam? He's sort of my nanny. I just hired him. I know it's unusual for men to do babysitting, but he's really good. Question: what can be inferred from the conversation?
Nine.
Are you sure you want to go through with this? Divorce is so final. You know, my parents did it, and they were never the same. It was hard for them.
I know, and I expect it to be hard for our kids, but I think it's the right thing to do.
Question: what is the relationship between the two speakers?
Ten.
My sister is having trouble with her boyfriend. He won't marry without a prenup.
I can see why. I wouldn't have married you if you would have made this demand. My parents would have flipped. Question: what is the relationship between the two speakers? Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices. Before we get married, I'd like us to talk about the arrangements we need to make, okay?
Arrangements? I'm kind of afraid of where I see this going.
What do you mean?
I think you're going to ask me for a premarital agreement. Am I right?
What? Come on, you think I'd be such a jerk?
Well,
I know they're very common, and maybe there's a good reason for them.
Good reason?
Calm down, I'm just saying.
Just saying what?
I can see why people would want them. Marriages aren't stable like they were in the past, and since so many marriages last only a few years, I can see why people would want to protect their money and property.
Money and property aren't so important. Trust is.
Oh, I know. When people get married, they shouldn't think about getting divorced. They should plan on being together forever.
So, what did you want to talk to me about?
I was just wondering if we should decide how many children to have. Is 10 too many?
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What is the relationship between the speakers? 2. What are the speakers talking about? 3. Why should people want to protect their money and property? 4. What should marriage plans include according to the man? 5. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
For many years, the model for families throughout the Western world was the Roman family.
and in the Roman family, a man was boss. As the sole owner of the family property, he controlled the economic rights of the family. He also had power of life and death over the members of the family. At his death, his name, property, and authority descended to his sons. But in the 19th century, when Western nations began to grant equal rights to women, basic changes took place in the family. The state also intervened to change the authority of parents over their children. At the same time, education shifted increasingly from the household to the school. The effect was to loosen traditional family ties. In Western Europe, where legislation provides equal financial benefits and legal standing to all children, families have also increasingly come to consist of one or two unwed parents and children. Another factor affecting the modern Western family was the Industrial Revolution, which transferred many economic tasks, such as baking, from the home to the factory. In industrial communities, the mother is now often employed outside the home, leaving the children to be cared for by others.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. This passage is about all of the following, but... 2. What is implied in the passage? 3. What happened when Western countries offered rights to women? 4. What happened to education in the 19th century? 5. Why are more women working outside the home? 6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
It's a typical weekday morning at Gary and Renette Ball's Parma home. Renette has let her job as a computer instructor at Cleveland's Metro Health Medical Center, and Gary, an x-ray technician by trade, is making toast for their adopted 3-year-old son, Andy.
Before he arrived, my wife and I were both working. As he was getting older, he needed more of our time. My wife and I, we talked for a long time and discussed our options. We decided that since her income was greater than mine and her benefits are fabulous, it was the wise choice to give up my job.
How have you liked it so far?
It was really, really tough at first. I think it was my ego. It made me feel bad because I felt like I wasn't contributing. I've got over that. Now I feel like I'm doing my part and I'm watching my son grow. I can see what I've achieved through him. The difficult part's over. Once I get over that, then I encountered cabin fever. I was tired of staying at home. I wanted to get out and do something, so I got a part-time job. It's been fantastic since then. I spend all day with Andy, and then my wife comes home around 5 o'clock or so, and then I start work at 6, and then we just exchange roles.
Stay-at-home dad internet sites have also been a help. Gary located several local dads online. They get together for afternoon outings with their kids and for camaraderie. He says neither his family nor his wife's have any problem with their arrangement, but he has come under fire from a few women accusing him of just being lazy. And Gary maintains he experienced prejudice when he and Andy got involved in a playgroup at a local elementary school.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Annoyance.
1.
Some of your neighbors like to have their radios turned on loud, I see.
Yes, almost every night. It's annoying.
Some people are so inconsiderate.
I can't stand it anymore. It's awful.
2.
Do you think you could just sit down and watch?
I've tried, but I can't stand that tall man talking so loud.
Then isn't it about time that you just listened to the actors?
That's exactly what I'd like to be able to do.
Fear. 1.
The final examination is drawing near.
You know, I feel very nervous about it.
Take it easy.
It's easier said than done.
Come on, some music will help.
2.
What's up? Your face is as white as a sheet.
I was really terrified witnessing that car accident.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that. Did anyone get hurt?
I think so. There was blood all over the road.
We should be careful walking. Desire.
1.
Oh, I hear you've got a new job with another company.
Yeah, I've been working with this company for almost a month.
How are you getting along with your new colleagues?
I think it's fine, but I'm anxious to have some feedback from the supervisor.
2.
How do you like your new position as director?
So-so.
Why? It's a position most people would like to have.
I know. However, I particularly like to do some occasional teaching, just to keep in touch with the students. Speaking practice. Yes, ma'am. Women in the Army. Now listen to a conversation and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 10 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates.
Look at you all. You're nothing. You're worse than nothing. You're the sorriest group of weaklings I've ever had the misfortune to look upon. You! Who are you?
Sir, my name is Rogers, sir.
Do you have a first name, Private Rogers?
Sandy, sir.
Sandy? That sounds like a girl's name. Are you a girl, Sandy Rogers?
Sir, yes, sir.
I don't like girls in my army, Sandy. You're small. You're weak. You're going to distract my men. No girl I know of has ever been turned into a killing machine. I need killing machines, Sandy. Are you going to be a killing machine?
Sir, I will try, sir.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what you hear.
Many years ago, women started entering the workplace to achieve a fulfilling career as well as financial independence. Now it's the regular practice. Some people think this is a sign of progress for women and for society, but I don't agree. As a woman and a mother, I have experienced all the troubles that working women face. I'd like to explain here why I believe it's better for women to stay at home. The first reason for women to stay at home is that children are better off for it. A stay-at-home mother has a lot of time for her kids. She has time to teach them, take care of them, cook for them, and so on. Basically, she's able to do all the things that make them happy and healthy. The second reason is that the duties of a wife and mother are tiring. A working woman is already exhausted by her work outside of the home. If she tries to care for her home and children at the same time, she is overworking herself. Finally, a woman's retreat from the workplace may have a positive effect on the job market. When the workforce is reduced in size, companies will be able to increase wages. We will also see a lower unemployment rate.
Homework. Language sense enhancement. Now listen to a speech and try to imitate the speaker.
At the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a child, a friend, or a parent. Your success as a family, our success as a society, depends not on what happens in the White House, but on what happens inside your house.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. It seems that we have quite different views as to whether a couple should sign an agreement on their belongings before and during the marriage.
Yes, you're right.
I think it's rational. Marriage is an advanced form of love, and legally certifying ownership of wealth before getting married represents a high degree of rationality on the part of those getting married.
But it desecrates love. A couple gets married and naturally helps each other through thick and thin. If they make exit plans beforehand, it only shows that they really lack mutual trust and commitment.
Actually, premarital agreements are common in Western countries and in economically developed regions.
Well, I guess that's true.
Things are changing around here, too. I have a friend who's from the Liaoning Provincial Women's Federation. The federation supports legally certifying ownership of wealth before getting married in all cases. It has received many complaints related to divorce, 80% of which are associated with financial disputes. Such disputes have delayed divorces and caused people great pain. That's why over 50% of people say it's exhausting to get divorced. If there's a notarization of wealth, the divorce process will become not only smoother, but faster.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. Why does the man support the practice of signing prenuptial agreements? 3. Why does the woman disapprove the practice of signing prenuptial agreements? 4. What is the attitude of the Liaoning Provincial Women's Federation? 5. According to the Liaoning Provincial Women's Federation, what are the most complaints related to divorce about?
2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Today, the family is undergoing a radical transformation. Families are more diverse and unstable than in previous decades. Some of these trends are as follows. In respect to single-parent families, among families with children under the age 18, nearly 30% are headed by a single parent. In about 9 out of 10 cases, women head single-parent families. This dramatic increase in single-parent families is largely attributable to divorce and out-of-marriage births. In respect to divorce, in the United States, the rate of divorce has more than doubled since 1960. The increase in the divorce rate was particularly high in the 1960s and 1970s. The ever-increasing divorce rate is a source not only of single parenting, but also of several other family forms more common now. Remarriage introduces step-parents into children's lives and creates the possibility of having several families. Of children whose parents divorce and remarry, half will experience a second family breakup before reaching 16. While over 1 million children see their parents divorce each year, we must also look at out-of-wedlock births to understand the dramatic rise in single-parent families. In 1960, only 5% of all births were to unmarried parents. By 1991, it was 29.5%.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. What percentage of single-parent families are headed by women? 3. What becomes likely for children of divorced families? 4. What do 1 million children experience each year? 5. What increased from 5% in 1960 to 29.5% in 1991? 3. Now you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage. The university years are a golden period for study. Besides taking classes, many university students fall in love. This is something schools expect and accept. However, marriage is a totally different matter. To many university students, those who are physically but not mentally mature, marriage is too heavy a burden. I'm not exaggerating just to frighten listeners. Undergraduates who get married in school will probably be at loose ends in both study and family life. Since the Ministry of Education has relaxed restrictions on the age limit for candidates for the National College Entrance Examinations, various universities may enroll some people meeting the conditions for marriage. The answer to whether or not marriage in school should be allowed appears to be no. Educators feel that marriage causes problems for students. As for those who are attending universities at an older age, studying hard should be their priority rather than anything else. In addition, the marriage of some undergraduates will inevitably influence other students, thus endangering the established teaching order. Now the passage will be read again. The university years are a golden period for study. Besides taking classes, many university students fall in love. This is something schools expect and accept. However, marriage is a totally different matter. To many university students, those who are physically but not mentally mature, marriage is too heavy a burden. I'm not exaggerating just to frighten listeners. Undergraduates who get married in school will probably be at loose ends in both study and family life. Since the Ministry of Education has relaxed restrictions on the age limit for candidates for the National College Entrance Examinations, various universities may enroll some people meeting the conditions for marriage. The answer to whether or not marriage in school should be allowed appears to be no. Educators feel that marriage causes problems for students. As for those who are attending universities at an older age, studying hard should be their priority rather than anything else. In addition, the marriage of some undergraduates will inevitably influence other students. Thus endangering the established teaching order. Now the passage will be read for the third time. The university years are a golden period for study. Besides taking classes, many university students fall in love. This is something schools expect and accept. However, marriage is a totally different matter. To many university students, those who are physically but not mentally mature, marriage is too heavy a burden. I'm not exaggerating just to frighten listeners. Undergraduates who get married in school will probably be at loose ends in both study and family life. Since the Ministry of Education has relaxed restrictions on the age limit for candidates for the National College Entrance Examinations, various universities may enroll some people meeting the conditions for marriage. The answer to whether or not marriage in school should be allowed appears to be no. Educators feel that marriage causes problems for students. As for those who are attending universities at an older age, studying hard should be their priority rather than anything else. In addition, the marriage of some undergraduates will inevitably influence other students, thus endangering the established teaching order.